So now, once Klal Yisrael heard the parasha of Korach, that really the Anoich Hashem Lakecha went upon the whole Klal Yisrael, so now Moshe Rabbeinu could give Techoch about Fadizov, about the Chet Egel. That they don't really have an answer to them, that the Anoich Hashem Lakecha went on into Moshe Rabbeinu. No, it went to the whole Klal Yisrael. So really, it's Techoch, how come they did the Chet Egel? So that's why it's very good what the Seder is. First, Moshe Rabbeinu told them about the Parshas Korach, and then he told him about the Chet Toegel. Then the Pasuk says, right after Chamishi, in the Parshas Beis, Pasuk Beis, the Vayomer Hashem Alei Lemor, Rav Lochem Soives Or Hazeh, you went around this mountain enough, Kenu Lochem Tzafoina, go turn towards the north. V'yasom and the nation, Tzav Lemor commandant saying, Atem Oivrim Begvula Achechem B'nei Esav, you're going against the boundaries of Esav. Ha Yoshvim b'Seir, that's sitting in the land of Seir. V'yiru mikem v'nishmartem miyoid. And they will be afraid of you, but you should also watch yourself. Al tizgoru vom. Don't like... Baita. V'yim erev hu peresav kamo. But let's say, yes, Reuven is the one that made the Erev. Reuven living in L.A. made an Erev in order to go to San Diego. So then he, true, he could take his parents back with him because the parents goes after the owner of the fruits. So since the owner made the Erev, then very good, then you could take the fruits. It's just like you could walk there, you could take your fruits also. What about Misha Zimen Etzlei Orchim? Let's say you invited some guests over to your son Yontif. Now these guests come from outside the Tchum. You have a guest, a man Erev Tchumim, see Mamish walked to your house 3,000 amas away. You cannot walk to his house, but he's allowed to walk to your house. And you invited him over now. Halacha is after the Suda, he wants to take some goodies home, he wants to take the dessert home with him. Is lo yalichan b'yodam monos, he's not allowed to take nothing home with him. A pashta svara, because the fruit belongs to you living here in L.A. You didn't make an Erev Tchumim. You could only walk 2,000 amas. I, your friend, the guest, could walk 3,000 amas, but the food goes after the owner. Since the owner can't walk more than 2,000 amas, the food can't go further either. El im came zochol lehem in oisayim erev yomtev. Unless you were mazaka, the food is portioned to your friend erev yomtev. Like you knew you gave it, you knew your friend's coming to you, and erev yomtev you had a mind to be mazaka to him. But since you're mazaka to him, it looks like it belongs to him, so that's very good. Wherever his shvisar is, that's as far as this food could go. So if he could walk 3,000 amas with an Erev Tchumim, he's allowed to take this food home with him, because he owns the food now by Erev Yomtev. So to Gemara, Itma, we learned like this. Ha-mafkid peiros etz ha-chaveri. If somebody was mafkid, I stored my fruits by you. Reuven stored his fruits by Shimon before Yomtev. So now the locher is on Yomtev. How far can these fruits go? Rav Amarav says, Karag le-mishef kiduloi. Rav says, it goes boss to Shimon right now. Since Shimon is the Shomer HaPikod, and he's the one that's watching, he's watching Reuven's fruits, so since he's the Shomer now, it's called like in his Rishus, just like as far as Shimon could go, that's as far as these fruits can go. Or Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no, Karag Le HaMafkid, no, you go after the owner. Reuven owns these fruits, true, he gave it over to Reuven, to Shimon to watch it for him, but since Reuven owns it, you go after Karag Le HaMafkid. That's the Machlekes. When you gave over your fruits for somebody else to watch, who's kind of shvisa? By the watcher or by the owner? So Mar says, Lema, let's say Ravu Shmuel the Yozla Tamayu. Both Ravu Shmuel goes according to the way they learn the Machlekes and Baba Kama. It's not, we learn the Machlekes and Baba Kama. Im hich nas brishus. Let's say I own a chotzer, I own my backyard, and I tell my friend Shimon, you have a right to come into my backyard. And he has a big horse he has a big cow with him. He comes in with his animals. Titnan, im hichnas b'shus, if Reuven gave Shimon b'shus to come with his animals, halacha is balachot z'chayiv. When Reuven says come in, he meant to say come in and now watch your animals. So even if Shimon goes away now, whatever happens to his animals, Reuven is chayiv. Reuven, it's in your chotzer now, when you said come in, you meant to say come in and now watch you. Rebbe Yem Rebbe says no. Liyoylom ein chayiv. No, the owner right now, Reuven is not chayiv if Shimon sure does some damage. Until the owner says clearly, bring in your animals and I'll also watch it. But Rebbe Yehuda, the person just said, bring your animals in, I just mean to say, bring them in, but you have to watch them. If your animal damages my food, you'll have to pay me. That's what Rebbe holds. It's only if the Balabas says beferish and speaks out, come in and I'll watch your animal, then I'm chayim. But if not, you're chayim. Now, the Yom Rav Huna, Huna said, Yom Rav, that Rav said, Alocha Kedir V'Chachomim. The Alocha is like the Chachomim. To say what? That when I, Minastam, when I say come in, I mean come in and you, and I'll watch it for you. Minastam, that's what it means. That's what Rav says. So you see the what? That when I give it over to Pikod and someone to watch it, it's in your Rishus. It's like Mamish is yours now. That's why when you said I could bring my animals into your, and when I said bring your animals into my Rishus, now I'm the Shomer, I have to watch it. It's like mine. That's why Rav also says, when I give my parrot to somebody else to watch, you know who's kind of Shrisa? The watcher. Because it's in your Rishus now. That's what Rav holds. Who Shmuel Amma, Shmuel says no. Halacha ki Rebbe. Shmuel said Halacha is like Rebbe. That minastam, when I tell you, I'm ashamed, I tell you, come into my rishus, I don't mean to say I'll watch it for you. I just mean you could use it, but not that it's mamish in my rishus. So that's why Shmuel says here also, when I give you my parents to watch, it's still called in my rishus and the owner's rishus. Samara says no. This is Samara says first, Yelema, let's say, Rav the Yom Karabonin. Rav that says over here, Karagli, Mishafkidu, by the Shomer goes according to the Rabonin. That whenever you said come in, you meant to say come in, I'll be the shamer, I'll watch it, it's on my responsibility. Oh, Shmuel the Yom Karebi, Shmuel that says no, that the owner still has the Shrisa, even though Reuven gave away his parents to Shimon to watch, and now they're by Shimon's house, still they belong to the owner, therefore the owner has the right to take as far as he can walk. Holds like Rebbe that says when I tell you to come in, I don't mean I'll watch it, it's still in the owner's Rishus, the owner has to take care of it. Samara says no. Omaloch Rav, Rav answers back and says like this, Ano di Amri Afil Rebbe. I'll tell you, me myself, Rav, I can even say according to Rebbe Svara. There's Rav that says here by Paris, that when I give my fruits to a Shomer to watch it, the halacha is it goes after the Shomer. The watchman, he's the one that has the Shrisa. So Rav says, I even go like Rebbe Svara, that Rebbe Svara is not like that, that the owner still has to watch his animal. Why? Because Ad can like come Rebbe Hossam. Rebbe only said a svara over there. Ella did the stoma lekibul el nitirusay. That's a svara. Even though I gave you permission to bring your animals into my backyard, but I didn't mean that I'll watch them. Of course, I want you to watch them. In a stama, I just give you stama. I just say to you, come in. I mean, you have the right to come in. But of course, I want you still to watch your animals. I don't want to have the achrayas to watch them. Avol hocha, but over here for kibul el nitirusay. But over here, what happened over here? Here, I gave my fruits to Shimon to watch. And Shimon accepted upon himself to watch my fruits. He's a Shimon Pikodim right now. So since Shimon accepted upon himself to watch my fruits, Nageyat Tchumim, who has the right to take it? The Shimon, it's by him right now. So therefore, Shimon has the right to take it as far as he could walk, not Reuven. Because Reuven, the owner, like, gave up his ownership already. Not didn't give it up completely, but just that Reuven gave it over to the Shomer. And the Shomer accepted to watch the Paris. So when he accepted to watch the Paris, we see it by you now. Since it's by you, you have to watch it. You have the chrayas on it. So therefore, you could take it as far as you want to go. Rebbe only said a svara that when I tell somebody, come into my backyard, all I mean to say is, come in. That's all. But I don't mean to say I'll watch it, because I don't want to watch it. But where the person says the Pharisee by the Paris, I'll watch your Paris, even Rebbe is made, it's in your Rishus now. The Shomer has the right to use it. So therefore, Rav will go according to everybody. Vaita Shmuel. Shmuel says not like that. Shmuel says that when I give my fruits to somebody to watch, it's still called in the owner's possession. The owner still has the right to take it as far as he could walk. Why? So Shmuel says, Shmuel Amar, Ano di Yam Rafim Rabbanim. I'll tell you, I could even go according to the Rabbanan Shita. That says over there, Minastam, when I tell you to come to my backyard, I mean to say, come in and I'll watch it. Because I can't like come to the Rabbanan Hossam Elo, the Bishu Meili Yimish, the Nekim, to the Shusay, the Rahosha, that when you buy the Hosha, the owner of the house, told the strength, come in. And coming in means, Minastam, come in and I'll watch it for you. So if you get such an invitation, the guy's nicha, gesundheit, you want to take my animal into your house, and you watch it for me, 100%, I agree with you, 100%. If you get an invitation to bring your animal to somebody's house, and they'll watch it for you, gesundheit, avada the owner is nicha, that you should watch it. So that's the rabbanan svar over there. When Reuven invites his friend, come in and leave your animals here, and Reuven meant to say, I'll watch it for you, Pshita, the owner, says, Gzuntet Reuven, take over charge, it's all under you. If it breaks anything, your fault. Breaks your house down, don't bother me. He's Nicha. The Mazik Lein Mechayeg, because if my show doesn't come and break down your house, I'll be put there, I'm very happy. I don't want to have to pay you back the money. I will hook him over here, where the owner gives over his fruits to a Shomer to watch it. Mi nichel el yinish, the lekem perib b'shusa d'chavrei. Am I happy about this fact that now on Yom Tov, if I want to take back my peris on Yom Tov, I'm not going to be able to take it as far as I can go? The owner was not happy with that. So the owner for sure, even though the owner gave his fruits for Shimon to watch it, he only meant, Shimon, you do me a favor, watch it, somebody should need it, it shouldn't get stolen. But of course, Negeit Hilcha Shvisa, if I want to take my peris back on Yom Tov and take it with me, with my tchum, with my Erev Tchumim, to go 3,000 amas that way, of course I want to still do it. So if was told in the Das, Balabayis, when you give him permission to come into your house, the Balabos says, Nicha, you take over 100%. But here, when the owner gives over your fruits for Shema to watch it, he doesn't want to lose his Kayach of Shvisa to be able to take it wherever he wants. He still wants to be able to take the fruit where he can go. So therefore, that's Shmuel Svara, that the owner still has the right to take the fruits as far as he can go. Tanam, we learned in our Mishnah, V'im Erev, V'im Orev, Hu, Marav Hu, Peresiv Kamo. Here's the middle case of the Mishnah. But let's say you have your fruits in San Diego. You live in L.A. and you have your fruits in San Diego. And you made an Erev Tchumim to go to San Diego. So Halacha is then you're allowed to take your fruits back with you. So now, V'yamin, if you tell me now, Kiragli Mishef Kidu Etzlov, you can tell me now like Rav Svara, that this person, Reuben, living in L.A., he left his parents by Shimon living in San Diego. So if you tell me now that the Paris is Karnes Shvisa by Shimon in San Diego, Kiyarav Hu, even if Reuben made an Erev Tchumim, to be able to walk there, my heaven, how does it help? Rav says the Shvisa now is Karnes by the Shomer. So since it's in San Diego, you have to go boss to the people living in San Diego. And if that person didn't make an Erev Tchumim, you can't carry the fruits back to L.A.? See, the Moran says, Om Rav Huna, Amri Bei Rav, Atein HaRav, Zmei Aftalem Shana Mishnah, Hagoyin Shiyachu, the Kerem Zovis. Even though you gave your fruits to the Shema there in San Diego to watch it, but you had it set aside in a special room, in a special corner. So since you had it set aside in a separate corner, it's not really considered in the Shema's Rishus. Like you have it separate as if to say, that corner is in my house still. So you really meant to say it still belongs to you. So in such a case, even Rav will be Moida, it goes after the Bailim. Rav only says, if I give it over to the Shema, I didn't put it away in any place special in his house. Wherever the Shema lives and goes, he has a right to take the fruits. Then it's by the Shomer. But where the owner put away a special corner where it should be, it's still considered by the owner. Toshima, there'll be another raya. Ned Mishnah says then, Misha Zimin Esle Orchim, if you invite some friends over to the house on Yom Tov, you invited them before Yom Tov, and they're coming chus tetchum, they're coming from San Diego. In the Loch Olo Yelichem B'yodemonish. When they go home, they can't take portions of food home, because it's your food. It can't be taken further than you can go. You can't go to San Diego. Unless you now will mezaka this food to them Erev Yom Tov. So Lamaisa, even if you will mezaka the food to them Erev Yom Tov, so where is the food now? The food is in L.A. in your house now. The food is by you. So even if you will mezaka this food to them Erev Yom Tov, which you belong to your friend Shimon out in San Diego, so Lamaisa, the food is by you. You're the Shimon of the project. The food is by you. So according to the Rav, he said, we always know we have to show her. Even if I can pack it in before Yom Tov, how can he take it home with him? True, he owns it, but at the beginning of Yom Tov, it was in my house in L.A. If you go boss to the Shomer can't walk, you can't take it home. V'yam, if you tell me now, Kiragli Mishef Kidu Etzla, you always go boss to the Shomer who's watching the food, Ki Zochalem, even if the Balabos Reuben living in L.A. now, was Mazak with Ayadayacha with somebody else, Erev Yom Tov, that the food belongs to Shimon, living in San Diego. But Lamaisa, the food is in L.A. here, so I'm a Shomer now. My heavy, why does it help? Since you're the Shomer in L.A., it goes after you in L.A. And you in L.A., you don't have an Erev Tchumim to walk to San Diego. The food should not be able to go home. Have the Gemara, Hakinami, Kikivon, Shezochle, Maideyacher, Kemishi, Yachle, Keren, Zavazdomi. How about it to Svara? Since here before Yom Tov, you went and took the trouble, and you're mazakirit, you gave it over to someone to make a mashikah, to give it to your friend in San Diego, it's as if you set aside a corner for the person in San Diego, and it's considered it's completely in the rishus of that shimon living in San Diego. It's not called like a regular shomer. Since the shomer went so far here now to me, to mazakirit, to shimon, it's as if it belongs to shimon now. The boy is saying, another terrorist says, Poshit Zachashani. Like here, since the owner in L.A. went before Yom Tov to Megala Das to make a kinyan, to give it over to Shimon, we see clearly you mean that Shimon should own it. So therefore, Pasha, like Zacha here for sure, the Shvisa, even though really the food belonged to you, but you, like we had said before, where you know 100% you give it over to the Raya tomorrow, it belongs to the Raya, the Shvisa. There also, since you're a Mazakir to him, Erev Yomtiv, you know for sure you're going to give it to him tomorrow, it's kind of Shvisa by him. Rav Chonin Bachani Loi, Tolo Bisra Be'ivra the Dosha. Rav Chonin Bachani Loi had meat hung at the top of his door. He had a pole, a hook there, and he had meat hung there. Rashi says, Tola Bisra Be'avra the Dosha, the Beisosh Bezichna, he was by an inn. She'nosna Loi Tavcheir Meboy Joim. The butcher store there sent meat to Rav Chonin Loi Erev Yomtiv. Vuoye ben ir acheres, he belonged in a different city. Shemarvin loy lovulakan. In other words, he didn't come to the city yet. He was going to go to this inn. So before Yom Tov, they send the meat to the inn. They hung it on top of the door there. That when he gets there on Yom Tov, he'll be able to eat this meat. That was the Maisa. Again, Rav Chonin Bachin Eloi told the Bishop to be able to dosha. Rav Chonin Bachin Eloi that was living in another city, was coming to another city on Yom Tov from an Erev Tchumim. And when he got there was meat there set aside for him. His Osla came with Rav Huna. He went, yes, Rav Huna now, Mestama, can he take the meat home with him now or not? So he answered him back, Omalei, Iyat Tolis Zil Shokl, if you were the one that hung up the meat, so then like it belonged to you, so you could take it home with you. It goes boss to you, you could take it home with you. V'yinu Tolil L'cho, but if they hung up the meat, the butcher hung up the meat, not you, Loi Tishko, you can't take it home. So the Avamina is, it's a Shalach for taking the Chusat Chumanat. If they hung it up, so you weren't kind of Shrisa, it goes after their Shrisa. So since they didn't make an Erev Tchumim, only you made the Erev Tchumim, you can't take it home with you. But if you hung it up, it's like it belonged to you at the beginning of the Yom Tov, then you could take it home with you like Sin Yerushas. That's the Havamin here. Samaria Sakasha now, V'iyu Tola, Mishokal, if he hung it up, does he have a right to take it home? For your Rav Huna, Talmud the Rav Hevi. Rav Huna is a Talmud of Rav. For Yom Rav, Rav says, Karagli Misha Kidu Etzloi. Now, even though you hung it up there, but the Maisa, it's in the innkeeper's house now. See, he's the Shemit Pekodim right now. So even though you own the meat, but it's by the Shemit Pekodim right now, it's in the innkeeper's house. So it should go boss of the innkeeper. And the Gemara is Shana Yorv with the Dosha, the Kemishi Yachla Keret Zav is Dummy. Again, since you hung it up on top of the door, it's a special place. It's as if it was set aside specially for you. So even though it's in the Shemit's house, but still you have a special corner there, we still see it as if it's yours, therefore you have a right to take it home with you. Oh, Malay Rav Hillel, L'Rav Ashi, Rav Hillel, yes, told Rav Ashi, V'inu Tolulei. But if the other butchers, if they were the ones that came to hung up the meat here, Lo Shokol, then you can't take it home. Even though they knew before Yom Tov they hung up this meat for you, they knew you were coming on Yom Tov, and they went to hung up the meat for you, you say you can't take it home, you like not kerner it. It doesn't go boss to your shvisa, goes boss to the butcher shvisa. Is that true? I've all my shmuel, he had before shmuel said, shor shopitim, a shor that belongs to a person that fattens the shor and sells them. In other words, you're a salesman. Your job is to take young oxes and fatten them and then sell them to people. Halacha is a rehu karagli kolodim. Whoever comes and takes it from you on Yom Tov, that person has a right to take it home. Why? Because since before Yom Tov you knew you had in mind that whoever wants to come and take it could come and take it, it's as if you said before Yom Tov, whoever wants to take it in your reshus. So here also, since the butchers came before Yom Tov and hung up the meat, Amanas that Rav Chana Bachiloi should have it on Yom Tov, for sure he should be kind of Shvisa, should belong to him. So even if they hung it up, he should be allowed to take it home. Another question now. Omale Ravin Ravashi, V'yinu Tolalei, Leshokal, if the butchers hung up the meat before Yom Tov, you want to send Rav Chinelo, you cannot take it home with him, and he's not going to Shvisa. I have Yom Rabba Vavachon Om Rav Yechanin. Halacha Kri Rav Doisa, we pass on like Rav Doisa. That Rav Doisa before said that if you only have one Roya, one shepherd in the city, so since you know for sure the shepherd is going to get it, the shepherd is kind of the Shvisa. So here also, since the meat was set aside, we know for sure this meat is going to go to Rav Chinelo, the butchers hung it up special for him, so he should be kind of Shvisa. So why do you say if they hung up the meat? Rav Chanan Loi was not kind of Shvisa, why not? It was set aside, we know, Rav Chanan Bar Chanan Loi, we know for sure he's going to get it, he should be kind of Shvisa. And weiter, Omele Rav Ashle Rav Kana, V'yin, another third question like, V'yin Utole, if they, the butchers, hung up this meat, you want to say now, Utole, Loi Shokol, that Rav Chanan Bar Chanan Loi cannot take it home, V'yotanan, we learn clearly, Ha Behema V'ha Kelem Kiragli Abaylim. the animals and the kelim go after the owner's possession. In other words, here, if they hung it up, they hung it up for Abchen Eloi. They were mazakir to him. He owns it. He's the bailim. So since he's the owner, why can't he take it home with him? It's not, they're not really a shayma now. Their mom is giving it over to him. They want him to be kainer it. So why can't he take it home? And Rashi says, V'chivon de letzorka tolu, the end of the first big line, Karagli abailim, V'chivon de letzorka tolu, since they hung it up for him to take it home, Shom, Hevi le'iu bailim, he's like the owner of the meat now. So what do you say if they hung up the meat? He cannot take it home. Why not? The meat lemaisa belonged to him from before Yom Tov. So it should be kind of shvitzah by him. Just like he could walk home, he'd be an Erev Tchumim, he should be able to take the meat home also. To Gemara says, Enechanami, what he meant to say that they can't take it home was for a different reason altogether. Moran says, Elo, Shani Rav Chana Bachan Eloi. There's a difference between Rav Chana Bachan Eloi. The Gaba Rabu is a great person. For Torah B'Shemayit, he's always very sick of learning. He has no time to worry to see if the meat is kosher or not, if a guy didn't come and change the meat. He's busy learning. Vochikomle, this is what he meant to say. Iyatolis, if you're the one that took the meat from the butcher and hung it up, so islocho simno begavei, you have a simon, then you still know later. This is the same meat that you took. Voloi miskosa daitchemine, you didn't take your mind away from it. Zil shokul, go take it home. In other words, since you have a simon here, so we're not afraid like Bosashina Solomon Ayn. That's aloch here. Amol, if you have meat that you lost count of it, we have to be afraid maybe your guy came and took the meat and put there in the veil instead. And the meat you're taking out is in the veil, it's trash, you can't use it. That's what he meant to say. If you were the one that took the meat from the butcher and you hung it up there, so you had a simon, a stomach, you saw the meat, you knew how it looked like, or you hung it up a special way. So since you have a simon, if you come back later and you see it's the same place, the same simon, then you're allowed to take it home. Mashenken vi inu tolulcho, if they were the ones that hung it up for you, then avada mischa daitcho, you for sure took away your mind from watching it the whole time, because you're sick of learning, and you didn't have a simon on it. Therefore, v'le tishkol, you don't have a right to take it home, because it's like bosa shina salamin ayin. Rash says, v'yiminu tolulcho, atu lohoya daitcho, you didn't have in mind then, v'ayim enu zirim mishaluch, they're not so nizer about your things. So since you didn't do it yourself, Mistama, you don't have a simin, you don't know exactly what it is. So the reason why it's lost is because the new halach of Bosa should have salim in ayin. So the Mishnah Vayta. Ein mashkin v'shoichta netza medborius. If you have an animal that lives out in the midbar, lives outside, it's like muksa, therefore you're not allowed to wash it down on yontif and you can't shecht it on yontif. Because it's muksa. Avo mashkin v'shoichta netza baisois. But I will see in the Gemara what's called medborius, what's called baisois, means animals that live at home. Animals that live home, they come home at night, so they're not muksa. You have in mind, maybe you want to shechter on Yom Tif. Therefore, the lochmi is allowed to wash it down before Yom Tif, and you're allowed to shechter on Yom Tif. Elu hein baises. What's called baises? Animals that are not muksa, that live at home. Halonois beir. That live in the city. They sleep in the city. Midborius. What's called midborius? Halonois beyefer. They live out in the pasture in the fields. They don't sleep home at night, they sleep out in the fields. Therefore, you don't have in mind, they're called muksa. What does the Mishnah have to say about watering down the animal? Who's talking about watering down the animal? You say, either you can shecht it, you can't shecht it. Either it's muksa, it's not muksa. Like, the main purpose here to do is you want to shecht the animal. So I should have said, midbori is not muksa, you can't shecht it. Baisus are not muksa, you could shecht it. What does it have to say, mashkin, water it down? So Gemara says like this. Mashkin means let it drink water, not some water it down. Mashkin means let the animals drink water before you make the shechita. So Gemara says, Milsa agavrucha kamashpon. It wants to teach us something special. Milsa agavrucha, let us hear something special. That the lishke inish behemtoi, a person should always make sure his animals drink water. For ho the lishke, and then go to shechit. Mishum sircha de moshka. Because then there won't be any circles involved. There will be less trials of trephus. Then the lungs don't stick too much to the side. So therefore, the lungs won't have a sircha. Like this is one of the trephus is that the lungs may stick to the side. When you pull out the lung, it may rip, may make a sircha. So it's made to toiva to make sure to let the animal drink water before the shechita. Trash mishum sircha de moshka, shetei neuchel av shita, shenit bat yeisim edai bebosa. Weiter. Real stam, the mushroom could be maybe stam, the mushroom could be, so the mushroom could be just skin. It's easy to skin the animal that way. If they drank beforehand, just the skin comes off easy that way. So it's good to let it drink water beforehand, you'll be able to pull the skin off much easier. Tana Rabbanan, what are the brides like this? Elohein Midborius Veelohein Baisus. This is called the Midbor, an animal that's muksa. This is called a home one that's not muksa. Midborius, what's called animal that lives outside, called Shayyotz the Pesach. They go out, they leave home, Pesach time, for Royas Beifrim. And they mamish live out in the fields, for Nechnosas Birviya Rishoina. They come home the first rain season, that's when they come home. That's called Midborius. Veelohein Baisus, what's called animal that live home, that's now you have your mind on them, they're not muksa. Called Shayyotz, they go out for Royas, Kustatchum. They attack a go out chustatchum, or the boyus falonis patechatchum. At night time, they come home and sleep pretty close home. Not that the mamash have to come to your house, but they come toichatchum. That's called already. You have your mind on them. Rabbi Yom Rabbi says no. Elu v'elu baisus. Both of these are called baisus. They're both not muksa, since they come home at least sometimes. Elo baisus hein. Elo elu hein midboris. Know what's called midboris that are muksa. You don't have your mind on them. Called sheyoyt says v'royis b'yefim. The animals that go out and pasture in the fields and stay there. V'ein nechnosles liyishuv. They don't come home at all. Loi b'yemois hachan v'loi mesek shama. Shamin. Not in the summer, not in the winter. They don't come home at all. That's called muksa. But any time they come home throughout the year, it's not called muksa, then you're allowed to shech them on yontif. Fred Gemaro, mi yistel a Rebbe muksa. Like Rebbe is the one that just said this hezber, so he's explaining what's called vices, what's called midborius, mashmi holds from yisrael a muksa. And the animals that live far away don't come home. You don't have your mind on them. The muksa, you can't use it. Is it true? For boyim and Reb Shimon bar Rebbe Merebi. Reb Shimon bar Rebbe, yes, the shalach from Rebbe. Psile tomorrow. Rashi says psile tomorrow means these are dates. Tomorrow im shenim is vashtos bila. These are dates on the tree that don't become ripe on the tree. They never become ripe. The goyim know some. What people do is you gather them together and they eat off the tree. For yosin lehem chayselis. You make a special type of a basket, hang kli kupois tomorrow, the chaitzenois lotechen masbashlois. You have to put a lot of them away in a special basket, made out of the palm leaves, and then they become ripe. That's what you have to do with them. That's called psile tomorrow. These are dates that don't become ripe on the tree itself. You have to put it off in a basket, and then they become ripe. Is Rav Shimon Mao? What's the law according to Rav Shimon? Trashi lechem em beyomtav, are they muksa or not? Could eat from it or not? Omalei, so Rebbe answered back. And muksa le Rebbe Shimon, there's no yisra muksa, according to Rebbe Shimon, ele gregoris smukim bavad. Only cases like gregoris smukim means is like raisins, that first it was grapes, you put it on top of your roof to dry out, so calls them on, they're drying out, they're not edible, that's mamish muksa. Because there's two milas. You adachia b'yadayim, you took it with your hands and put it upstairs, as if to say, now I'm not using it, until it becomes dry. That's muksa. But over here, these things are not muksa. So here you see, Rebbe doesn't hold for muksa. Sakam by Yos Rebbe holds Midborius. It's called Muksam. Here Rebbe explains, according to Rebbe Shimon, there's no Muksa, only Gregor's a Smukim. And the Khuri here, these Midborius are not such a Muksa like Gregor's a Smukim. You didn't throw the animals away. So since you didn't throw the animals away, they went away themselves. According to Rebbe, even the Midborius should not be Muksa. So one territory boys say, Matayo Hani Namik Gregor's a Smukim Dummy. These are also have the same mile as Gregor's a Smukim. Hey, since they go away and you never see them, they live outside, a person is also Mesiach Das. That's Muksiva Kontra of Shimon.
The boy Yisayim, another territory Gemara says, that Lidvorot Rebbe Shimon Komar. Velei Loisiru Lei. Rebbe was only saying, this is the Pshat according to Rebbe Shimon. That according to Rebbe Shimon, he only holds for Muksa by Gregor's a Smukim, not by other things. Venechnami, Rebbe himself maybe does hold for Muksa. Now, the only saying this according to Rebbe Shimon. The boy is saying in other territories, Lidivrayim, the Rabbon and Kormalu. Rebbe was only answering back according to the Rabbon and Shita. It said like this, Lididi, according to me, my Shita alone ain't Muksa. I don't hold for Muksa altogether, I hold like Rebbe Shimon Shita. Ella Lididchub, according to you, Rabbonin. Oidulimiois, be moided to me. The Bais is saying that even there they go and live outside in the fields. But since they come home at the time of the first rainy season, that's when they come home, that's called Baisos, and you have Das, it's not called Muksa. The Rabbon answered back and said, Loi, no, Midboriusain. These are considered Midboriusain, they're considered living outside. Since they only come home like once in the raining season, they don't come home every night, they live outside in the forest outside, they're called muksam, they're called midborius, a person does not have das on them. Hadrin, olecho, mashilin, peros, aslikolo, mesechtebeyev. Like Rashi says, viboyis seimam, masisil, devrayim, derabonim, dislo muksa komlu. He's saying Pshat according to Rabbanan that they do hold from the Yisra of Muksa. But Rebbe himself, like Reb Shimon, he does not hold from the Yisra of Muksa. He had you lechem mashilun peiris or slikulah mesechta beya.